Aggressive behavior in young children and adolescents is on the rise, and there are indications that parents are increasingly unable to deal with it. School teachers are ringing alarm bells, and therapists are warning of the dire consequences of failing to deal with the problem in time. Daniela Lasarava has more in this week's Panorama.
Unrestrained aggression in and outside the classroom is a serious problem in Czech society. The incidents range from bullying among very young children to brutal assaults by teenagers that end in grievous bodily harm or even death. Although much is said and written about the problem, there seems to be scant progress in addressing it. Parents blame schools for failing to control their children, and teachers blame parents for failing to bring them up properly. Child therapist Petra Vrtbovská says aggressive behavior is a natural part of a child's development, and it is up to the parents not to let it get out of control.
Aggression is a natural part of the human being, and aggression is there that the person can protect herself or himself and can get what the person wants. And it develops from the very beginning. So when we've got violent children in preschool age and later, it means that there is something missing in the family which would help the kids to modulate their natural primary forces such as aggression.
Many therapists working with problem children agree that today's parents often spend too little time with their children to influence their development and very often have one-sided views about what is important. For instance, they place great emphasis on the fact that their child should speak 2 foreign languages, play tennis, and at least 1 musical instrument, but they generally underestimate the child's psychological needs. Dr. Vrtbovská says that one of the most important things for parents to do is set limits which are essential to a child's healthy development.
There are certain needs which need to be met by parents so the kid can develop the modulated personality. And one of these needs is a need for limits. So the children need to know, need to be taught and kind of trained by loving parents that there are behaviors which are not accepted. Also, that when we want something, that doesn't always happen, so they need to be kind of trained to be able to manage frustration. And this is where parents fail. And when they fail because they don't spend enough time with their children, and they are not aware of all these necessary needs which need to be met. So just to be more concrete, there is a child which of course would wish to have something, and then such a child in the family would have, you know, maybe even tantrums, like, I really want another hamburger, you know, mommy, and you are bad and you are not good to me. And parents handle it, and if they handle it right way, the child learns that of course I'm going to have strong wishes, but sometimes I have to wait, and there are things which I just have to manage not to have, and they have to learn it in the relationship with the parent. And when the parent is not doing it, children get very strong inner emotional storms, and they don't know how to handle them. So they are in the kindergarten and they handle them in a very wrong way, such as being violent to other kids. So there is something fundamental missing in how parents relate to kids and how they teach them how to manage relationship with other kids, with other human beings.
Polls among primary school children have shown that half of them have themselves been a target of bullying or have witnessed a bullying incident. Even teachers themselves have been a target of a physical attack or subject of ridicule on social networks. A recent survey among Czech kindergartens showed that the vast majority of them have problems with children getting out of control, being aggressive, destructive, bullying others, and in a few cases even smoking. Dr. Vrtbovská, who deals with such cases on a daily basis in her private practice, says that schools cannot be expected to solve the problem of aggressive children. They can only point it out and help the child's parents to deal with it.
my practice says school is secondary. When there is a kid with a serious behavior troubles from the family, teachers would have limited chances to heal the kid. You know, they can be restrictive, they can give, you know, punishments or something, but the child needs to be healed. The child needs to learn that people relate to each other differently. And then school doesn't have many tools for that, doesn't have enough space for it. It does go back to family.
Setting these limits belatedly can be a big problem because youngsters left to run wild no longer respect their parents as an authority, and the storm of pent-up feelings within them can get them into serious trouble or even irrevocably impact their lives. Just a few weeks ago, a court dealt with a case of two youths who made a brutal assault on two homeless men. After punching and kicking them in turn, the youths left the two men severely injured, bleeding and unconscious on the ground. When they returned to the spot an hour later, the men were still lying there, and the boys resorted to fresh violence, urinating on their bodies before walking away. One of the men later died of his injuries. Police statistics show that increasingly young aggressors vent their anger upon strangers and without any provocation, just for the fun of inflicting pain. Very often they target elderly people who don't stand a chance against them. Dr. Vodbovska says there is an explanation for this.
They were actually being very brutal to somebody who was very weak. And that's interesting. When young people grow without limits, there's something in them that hates that the grown-ups are weak, you know, and they would test limits, they would try to do worse and worse and worse so somebody would stop them. And what often happens is that youngsters, when they have that deficit in developing good, you know, integrating good limits, in, they would kind of feel very angry, very violent towards weakness. And when I was thinking about that case, it reminded me of some of the cases from my practice where youngsters would be very violent towards grandparents who would be weak, and very violent towards weak parents.
Although serious failings in bringing up children rarely lead to such excesses, Dr. Vodbovska says that the lack of limitations in childhood and the fact that children have not learned to govern their emotions paves the way for many future problems that make life difficult.
We can say that there is no limit, there is omnipotence, and there is omnipotence of powers which are dangerous, and it could be aggression, it could be also sexuality. When these young people and later grown-ups cannot handle their own strong emotional, sometimes sexual pushes, and they are dangerous. So very often they would be violent in relationships, they would have trouble in partnerships, they could be violent towards their own children. So there is no modulation of emotions, and the children are weak and children are helpless. That's like that homeless person, that the homeless person was helpless, you know, and that helplessness usually generates more aggressions. We can think about how people drive these days. You know, driving car means I have a power and I just don't obey any rules. I don't, you know, so that all goes together. It's kind of omnipotent, limitless way of living, which usually leads to some kind of disaster in relationships. Sometimes people have car accidents, sometimes people destroy, you know, families, and they leave and they set up another family, and it happens again. So that it is a worry that this generation is growing in that way for the future.
Child therapist Petra Vrtbovska was our guest in this week's Panorama, hosted of course by Daniela Lazarova.